Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about road work that's being planned for the next couple of years and about what a new assistant that's been hired will do for the city.
We put a preliminary look at our patching and replacement for yet this fiscal year and into the 13-14 fiscal year, and a larger project that we have proposed for 14-15 to just start to lay out what that would be.
Do you have any areas in mind yet?
We look to do some patching yet this fiscal year on 5th Street. There's three areas that we would like to cut out and patch with asphalt, and there's one on 3rd Street. That has an estimated cost of about $18,000. We would look to do in the summer of 2013, 12th Street, 8th Street, and 7th Street. Those have a combined total of roughly $80,000. And then the following summer, we would look to do 12th Street. That would be the north section that would take us from 14th Street, where the cement ends, all the way to the corporate city limits. And that has an estimated cost right now of about $120,000.
And would that be a complete like overlay?
Actually, it's essentially chip seal and rock and gravel right now. So complete mill and replacement.
For the rest of those roads that you mentioned, are those just patch jobs?
They're currently chip seal right now. Council's directive has been that we eliminate our chip seal roads, get them into either an asphalt or a cement, depending upon road use. So the other ones outlined are probably more appropriate to be an asphalt.
You hired an assistant for the mitigation project?
Yeah, we have two projects that we're working on right now. One, coming up with the English River Watershed Management Authority that would incorporate all of the counties that would be in that English River watershed, which is made up of roughly 6 counties, those counties being Washington, Johnson, Iowa, Keokuk, Poweshiek, and Mahaska. And we've got probably 10 or 12 communities: Kelowna, Wellman, North English, Riverside, Keswick, Deep River, Parnell, South English, Barnes City, Millersburg, Webster, Gibson, Kinross, and Guernsey. All of those communities are within the English River watershed. So the goal would be that we could create a management authority over those so that that we can secure some funding for the English River watershed, come up with a better best practices plan for how to mitigate some of the water issues we're having within the watershed.
And then what are some of the things that you can do to, you know, lessen the effects of a flood?
Some of it can go to education for individuals that are adjacent to the river and how quickly their watershed goes into the river. Some can be as easy as putting in buffer strips, retention areas that that would help eliminate or manage the flow of water into the English River and the tributaries that connect to it. Primarily, a lot of the areas that are having concerns are Wellman, Kelowna, Riverside. So some of those practices might be put in place closer to this area just for the sheer fact that some of the other ones don't necessarily have a lot of watershed issues. So we may see a little more activity down in the southeast corner of the watershed.
And what is this assistant going to help with?
She's going to help with one of the things we have to do is we have to go to all those counties and all those communities to formally have them participate in this. So it's going to require going to either board meetings, council meetings. We're actually working on the document right now for the agreement that'll be approved by more than likely the city's attorney, just to review it informally to start with. And then as that group comes together to take on a more formal basis, there's grants available for communities in watershed improvements and hazard mitigation, flood mitigation. We would look to assist with coming up with the technical documents for those as well. So be kind of a joint effort between Jody Bailey, who's the individual that we hired on a contract basis, and myself to come up with. She's from Hills. She went to the University of Iowa and has her master's in regional and urban planning. Very well versed in mitigation efforts, grant writing and so forth, so surveys. The other part to the equation is that we'll look to do a community survey to see what support is out there for a joint venture between the Mid-Prairie Community School District and the City of Kelowna with respect to a community center. So we'll be coming out with a survey here in the very near future. We hope to have it out by the end of March.
That was my conversation with Ryan Slabon, City Administrator for the City of Kelowna, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.